With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden is unsure if Israel's prime minister is trying to interfere with the November election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A Democratic senator and ally of Joe Biden said last week that he was concerned Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu is holding up a peace deal in order to influence the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Mr. Biden was asked about the comment.
No administration has helped Israel more than I have. None.
Meanwhile, the president said his administration and other nations are working to prevent an all-out war in the Mideast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
While tens of thousands of residents in the path of Helene continue to struggle, FEMA coming under more fire now for an extremely slow response to the devastation. Nonprofit groups like Samaritan's Purse appear to be doing much more. Also at srnnews.com, residents in North Carolina's Watauga County are focused on survival rather than politics right now. The storm and destruction that followed coming only weeks before the presidential election. Death count stands at 227 right now. Also, the Dutch government believes that cyber attack that it accessed work-related contact details of all Dutch police officers probably carried out by hackers from a foreign government.
Justice and Security Minister David Van Wiel says in a letter to lawmakers that Dutch intelligence agencies, quote, consider it highly likely that a state actor is responsible. Van Wiel says the police and national security officials are, quote, doing everything they can to protect police employees and prevent further damage. Van Wiel has not given more details of the hack, citing an ongoing investigation.
That is Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The West Point School Board is paying nearly $600,000 to settle a lawsuit with a teacher who was fired for refusing to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Peter Vlaming was represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel Tyson Langhofer says, quote, Peter wasn't fired for something he said, he was fired for something he couldn't say. The school board violated his First Amendment rights under the Virginia Constitution and Commonwealth law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has moved to silence critics of his administration, hundreds of churches have been closed. Dozens of pastors have fled the country, others have been arrested, and this has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home in many groups. In some places, services are held at different times and different venues. This is SRN News. A letter released this week from national security professionals and Gold Star parents with signatures in support of re-electing Donald Trump. The letter reads in part, the 2024 presidential election comes at a critical time in world affairs. The policies of the Biden-Harris administration have invited conflict, diminished America's standing around the globe, and imperiled our national security. Former National Security Council Chief of Staff Alex Gray tells the Salem Radio Network just how people can sign a letter thus supporting the re-election of former President Trump.
They should reach out directly to me. And we've circulated the letter to a number of folks. As I said, people who have served in every Republican administration and Democratic administrations as well, going back to President Nixon.
More details at srnnews.com.